Galaxy, good, excellent. I was waiting for this word to come. Now you have spoken it. What is your name?
Lisa. Lisa.
How do you spell your name?
L-I-S-A.
Lisa, good. Lisa. Good. So there are galaxies. You know how many galaxies are there in the world? Millions. Good. Excellent answer.
Infinite?
Not infinite, but millions. Good. Good. So there were galaxies and stars and planets and moons and the sun. Yes? Pardon?
Was the universe too big to put in that room?
It was very difficult. I agree with you, it was very difficult, but the grandfather was a very learned man. He was a very learned man, so he had put everything so beautiful. Yes?
Solar system.
Yes, what is your name? So this grandfather was a very learned man. And he had put everything so beautifully that you can see, you spoke of infinity, no? You could see infinity in it. You know, how to put infinity in finite is a very difficult art, no? All art means what? To express infinity in finite. Finite is, what do you understand the meaning of finite? Finite is opposite of infinite. Infinite means what? That which has no beginning and no end. That's called infinite. Finite is that small thing which has a beginning and which has an end. Alright. So to manifest infinite in the finite is called art. If you are a good artist, you remember this. If you want to be a good artist, a good musician, a good painter, a good architect, always try to see, in this painting is infinite shown, although the picture will be always small, it will be always finite, but can infinite come out of it? If infinite comes out of it, it's a very good art. You hear music, for example. If while hearing music you begin to float in the sky, then you find that the music is good. If you see a big architectural design and you see, oh, here there are galaxies, if you find galaxies in that architectural design, then you can say it's a very good architecture. Alright, so this grandfather, he was a great artist himself, very learned man, very great artist. So he had put such a beautiful picture of the whole universe, infinity in the finite. Alright, then you come to another room. And what do you find in that room? There were very important books. In that room, there are important books. Now tell me what books must be there in that room. You have seen of important, what are the important books of the world? Have you heard of important books of the world? Yes?
A dictionary,
very good. Excellent. Then, what do you think were the good books, the important books of the world, were there? Yes? Bible, excellent. There was surely a Bible in it, yes?
Ramayana
and Mahabharata. Of course they were there. What else? Pardon? Encyclopedia of the world. Excellent, yes. There was Encyclopedia of the world. What else? What else do you think was there? Yes?
Geographic books.
Geography books, good.
Books of animals?
At last, yes, that's what he said. And then?
And the books of World War I and World War
II. Books of?
World War I.
Oh, World War the First. But it was not yet, World War the Second was had just begun. When this story begins, World War the Second had just begun. It had not yet been completed yet. So World War the Second was not. World War the First, yes, there was there. But Second World War had not yet come. Yes? The Gita, surely. Bhagavad Gita was there. Then? Let us imagine. What was in there? Yes? Pardon?
Astrology books.
Yes, of course. Astrological books also. Yes? Book of?
Science.
Yes, science books were there. How to discover, how to invent. They were there. Then? You have not yet spoken the most important book, huh? Yes? Yes? Notebook, of course. There were many notebooks there. Yes?
History.
History, yes. But what kind of history?
The past.
Yes?
The family history.
The family history, all right.
The life.
The
books of life.
Books on life, yes, excellent. Books on life, then? Yes? No, they were not there, only because they came much later, they were not there. Then?
Music books.
Music books, yes. Then? Yes?
Animal books.
Animal books, yes, of course.
About nature?
Nature, yes, very right. Yes? Savitri. That I have to find out whether Savitri was in that library or not, in that book. Let us see when Savitri was written. You know when Savitri was written? We are in 1940-41. This story is starts in 1945. So, let us say 1941, was Savitri available to people? No, not yet. Alright, so Savitri was not there, but should have been there. Now, by now of course, if you go now, I think in that room you will find Savitri. But not at that time. When we are talking about the story, it was not there at that time. Yes?
Story
of?
Children.
Stories for small children. Yes, of course. Children's stories. Fine. Yes?
Comic books?
Comic books, no. Except one or two perhaps. But not yet. There was one very good book. Yes, yes, tell me.
Technology book.
Yes. Technology book. Yes?
The books from that mother wrote?
Books that mother wrote. You know, the mother wrote books from 1914, and this story is 1945, so sure you'll find mother's books there, right? Good.
What about Plato?
Plato, yes, of course, Plato was the greatest, one of the greatest, so Plato's books were surely there. Good. Then there was a great book called Upanishads. Have you heard the word Upanishad?
No.
No? Then you write down. This is a very important word. There was a book called Upanishads. When you go to your school next tomorrow, you ask your teachers to show you the book called Upanishads. I am sure that your library has got it. Just as Anag's library had it, your library also will have Upanishads. If you don't have, you tell me. Then we shall get them, because you should see Upanishads. If in India, the greatest books are called Upanishads, most important books are called Upanishads. So Upanishads were there, and then there are four Vedas. You have seen the Vedas? Have you heard the word Veda? No? You heard the Veda? No? Oh, I must tell you then, these books were very prominent with their first books. As you entered the room, the first was Rig Veda, second was Yajur Veda, third was Sama Veda, fourth was Atharva Veda. Difficult words, no? But try to understand. They were the first books. When you entered the house, the room, the first four books were these four books. So I shall write down.